Shalom Levracha, we are continue the guidance of David HaMelech through the Aleph Beis, how to succeed in life. So we're up to the letter Zayin. If you remember, the Gemara in Shabbos describes all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and Aleph Beis is Aleph Chobino, to have a deeper understanding in life, Gimel Dalin, Goimel Dalin, to recognize that Hashem is the one who is always benefiting us, doing good for us, and Mamela gives us the strength and desire to follow Hashem's great ways of Chesed. Hey Vav is connecting to the Shem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanoga. And Zion, says the Gemara, is if you do the past, the Hainu, you have the right outlook on life, and you position yourself as a recipient of all the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore want to follow His ways, then Zion is Zon Eschem. Hashem will give you sustenance, will give you everything you need. David HaMelech is also starting the Zions by positioning himself in the proper place in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he was the powerful king, he says, Zachor David Dover Leavdecho. Remember this thing to your servant. He's not saying that I'm the king. I know that I'm the servant of Hashem. Al asher yichaltoni. Remember the thing that you told me to always yearn and hope for. What is he talking about? The Medrash says, David HaMelech was a very powerful king, and he had really the desire to wipe out all the Umas HaOilam, all the Goyish nations, and make a situation Sakin Oilam Amachal Shakai, that the world be totally under his control as an Eved Hashem Abdecho. But he was told from above that he doesn't have that power, the time has not yet come, Klal Yisrael has to go through what we have to go through, which we're still going through, the goal is still eventually David will come back as a Melech HaMashiach. That's Asher Yichal Tonu. He's saying, I recognize the fact that everything I'm doing is as being your Evid. And even when I have my intentions, I would love to do much more. Sometimes the person says, why can't I do more? I want to do L'Shem Shemayim. Why is it not working out? Kamavan, you have to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Sometimes you're not working hard enough. But sometimes, the Ratzon Hashem is, we're not there yet. He wants us to go through more things, more tefillahs, more ma'asim tovim, till we get to the final stages of our avodah. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. I know that I had the desire to finish off everything, make the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I know that you wanted me to be in a position of being miyachel, to hope and yearn for the Chesed Hashem, for Hashem to make the full divine revelation. I'm not going to be the one who's doing it by myself. And he accepted that 100%. But that's his tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, my only desire is to be your Eved, and my desire is to be miyachel, as long as you want me to be miyachel, to yearn for the salvation till you bring the salvation. And that is the type of connection that brings us the Zayin Zon Eschem. Chovas Avava says, if a person says, I'm a very good businessman, I can manage with my own wisdom, Hashem says, Vakasha, try all by yourself. And that's a lower level, Kamuvan, of Siyata Shemaya. When a person really feels, my parnosa, my health, everything in life is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we put ourselves in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zon Eschem. You get the mezonos directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see that from the Ovis HaKadosh, and that's what they asked for. Yaakov Avinu said, give me a lechem lechol v'beged lilbosh. I know everything is from you. All I'm asking is my basic sustenance. And the more we look at ourselves as just being Abdei Hashem, we're not the ones who are running the world. We are just doing the Ratzon Hashem. Even when a person is going to work, it's also a type of Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to make his parnosah, and he wants to make it with these two things in mind. Realizing parnosah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, secondly, doing it b'derech Hashem, al-pi derech HaTorah, and both of them is going to make a Kiddush Hashem. And that's with everything we do in life, with that feeling. So this is David HaMelech's example for us and message to us. That even though, theoretically, he was so powerful, he could have taken over the world, But he realized he's not doing it by himself. He's doing it as Eved Hashem. As a Ratzon Hashem, as he shouldn't do it. He's going along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to do what he can and what he can't do. It'll be in the mode of being miyachil to Hashem, to hope to be misbal for Hashem. And we could take that for ourselves, each one in their own lives, in the life and the world that we're going through right now, with all the tzaras that Klal Yisrael is going through, beruchnis, begashmias, to realize right now that's the Ratzon Hashem. We do Ashtalit, Sabimavim, Maisim Toivim, Mispal Takodesh Bohu, our tefillahs are extremely powerful. And Mitzvah Hashem, the more we do that, we are positioning ourselves more as an Eved Hashem, and it will be Zoichem Mo'ot, Zon Ezchem, it will sustain us, both beruchnis and begashmias.